Hello, everybody. This is Randy Mays with ILTA, and this is another podcast in our series on Ask the Expert. Today, we're focusing on the topic of leadership, and specifically, I'm interviewing some folks around two key concepts, and those are building, maintaining employee morale, and also building team spirit. I think both of those are very, very important concepts around leadership. Today, we have the privilege of speaking to Sean Curry. Sean Curry is the firm-wide infrastructure manager at K&L Gates, and many of you probably remember Sean from his volunteer leadership roles in ILTA. He had quite a few, and most recently, he served as the president of ILTA. So very pleased to have Sean with us today, and I look forward to chatting with him around staff motivation and team development. So, Sean, I welcome you, and I want to jump right into some questions for you here. I think a lot of times when we start talking about staff morale or motivating staff, oftentimes we'll hear terms like esprit de corps or it takes the village to do whatever. I think both of these concepts certainly speak to the importance of teams. I want to ask you, how important is the concept of team success to you and your staff?
Well, first let me say I'm glad to be here, Annie, and participate, and I do appreciate the opportunity. Teams, team success, team building are something that I feel is quite important to be successful both to myself and to the individuals within my team. And I would say team reputation is one of the key things that allow me in the organization that we're a size of. K&L Gates is a firm of 3,600 people and 36 offices and global, and so we're quite spread out. Our reputation is more at the team level than it really is at the individual level, because the people in the business, as impersonal as it sounds, views us as a team. So team success, to me, becomes literally quite important, and it's one of the keys to allowing individual rewards to be handed out later on, because if the team reputation is good, then that flows over into the individual reputations.
Okay, well, it's interesting with a firm your size, that obviously is a very large firm, and happy to hear that you're still able to build and maintain a sense of team around that. So what steps have you taken to build and maintain those strong teams?
Well, first, it begins with hiring the right people to make it, and people that, to me, make it a goal in their job to share information. That is one of the things I look for in the interview process, are people that are really looking to share that information, because if that's the key to a successful team. And second, put people in situations where it makes sense to them and they can contribute meaningfully helping another member of the team. Meaning, and by that I mean, you just don't stick people together and say, you and you go do this. You got to look at it logically and say, you have this skill set. They need to go together so that you can help each other to achieve it. So when the parts feel like they're all contributing and gaining and moving forward, then that moves the team forward. And then thirdly, and perhaps maybe more importantly than all of them, is take the steps necessary when someone isn't performing up to the team standards.